Just who do you think you are, anyway? Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, helping you elevate your mindset to trade hangovers for higher consciousness, one powerful snippet at a time. I'm Becca Jacobson, and you have arrived on Sanctuary Saturday, a segment of the snippets where we talk about that first year of sobriety, those who are already not drinking, but not sure exactly how to navigate all the ins and outs of their new life. That's what we do on Saturdays here. And I have a really powerful message for you today about identity. Who do you think you are, right? And today's snippet was motivated by an email I got from a listener. In it, she said, well, some amazing stuff about her journey. But one thing she said in the message made me realize that I hear this a lot and it's worth talking about with you. She said, I cannot imagine a happy social life without alcohol. Let's listen to that again. I cannot imagine a happy life without alcohol. So before we start judging this woman, this is so common, and this was definitely my experience. I couldn't imagine any life without alcohol, happy or otherwise. Of course, I wanted, like everyone, a happy life, but to me, the thought of no alcohol in my life anywhere was just felt really empty and hollow. And so I understand her saying, you know, I can't even imagine it. And especially when the concern is socializing, your social life, and when alcohol is a big part of our social life, we try to remove that mentally, imagine it, and we can't even, it's just, yeah, right? So I understand where that came from. But gals, there's something so important going on here. What we tell ourselves becomes our reality. What we believe about ourselves is what we're going to experience. So any change we want to make in our lives has to begin with a message in our own minds and hearts, a message of belief that we can do what it is we're setting out to do. This has to be the beginning. We have to say, I believe that I can be happy and alcohol-free, even in social situations. Now, to just go from saying, I can't even imagine it, to I believe it, would just feel like a lie. So this isn't something we just go, oh, right, I get it. Okay, so let me just say different words in my mind. You're not going to believe those words, not in your heart, and definitely not in your subconscious. It's just going to feel like a lie. So there's way more to it than just saying, let me just say something different. But that's where it has to start. We have to start with even a willingness, even a tiny, suppose it might be possible to have a happy social life without alcohol, as opposed to, I just can't imagine it. Now, the truth is that in order to build the life we want, we have to be able to imagine it. We have to have an idea in our mind of what it is we want to experience. And if we can't do that, we can't build it. I'm a knitter, and a good example of this would be of me saying, I'm going to knit a sweater, but I have no idea what it's going to look like. I can't visualize it. I don't have any clue. It's just, I don't know what color it is or how big it is or whether it has buttons, or I've given zero thought. I'm just going to sit down, pull out the knitting needles, and hope something arrives. Right? That's not how we do things. That's not how we cook. Well, you're going to bake something? Before you bake it, you know what ingredients you need. You visualize the end product. This sounds really simplistic, but that's how we also form our lives. And so we wouldn't try and bake without a recipe or knit without a pattern, or at least a visual in our minds. And why do we expect that we can grow our lives, build our lives without a plan, without a recipe, without a pattern? We can't. Not the one we want. What we can do, though, is we can build the life we don't want by using the wrong pattern, the wrong recipe. And an example of those recipes is exactly what we started with today. I can't imagine a happy social life without alcohol is a recipe. It's a pattern. It's an expectation. So how do you think about your future life? How do you think about your alcohol-free life? Are you experiencing strain and struggle in your alcohol-free life? Remember, it's Sanctuary Saturday. So this is to those of you who are in that first year. Those of you who aren't yet, you will be, so pay attention, right? Those of you who aren't yet, you can apply this anyway. Simply apply it to your life today. No matter where we're at on this journey, we have to have an image, a visual, a pattern, or a recipe of where we're going. Without that, we're going to get whatever our subconscious defaults to. Let me say that again. It's important. If we're not intentional about what we want coming next week, next month, next year, if we don't have a recipe or a pattern or a plan, then what we're going to get is whatever our subconscious habitually defaults to. And for most of us gals, that's not great. We default to regret. We default to shame. We default to fear. We default to doubt. And we expect to get exactly what we got yesterday, and that's exactly what we will get, what we got yesterday. If we want a different tomorrow, it has to start with different thought patterns. And this is not something we do in the snap of a finger or with one simple snippet. Identity work is powerful and intricate, and there are many facets to it. Identity theorists, for example, have been talking about identity theory for a long time. There's social identity, there's identity control theory, there's narrative identity, possible selves framework. So there's many ways we can approach who we want to become. And understanding some of these and then doing intentional work around them will build a future self that we want. But at the very least, gals, today you can ask yourself, what am I expecting? Do I say things like, I can't even imagine a happy social life without alcohol? So what are you saying to yourself? Now, we talk about this a lot here in Snippetland. It's about mindset, right? But this is deeper and broader. This is about identity and understanding that it cannot be separated from the internal messages we're putting out there to ourselves. We cannot separate the identity of ourselves tomorrow or next week or next month from the thoughts that we're thinking, habitual thoughts, internal narratives. That's why in 2026, right in the new year, gals, coming up right around the corner, I am launching a new program for women in their 3rd to 12th months of sobriety. And I'm calling it Higher Perspectives. You see, right now I help women in the first 8 weeks, 8 to 12 weeks, first 2 to 3 months. And we call that phase stabilized sobriety. In those first few months, we're just getting stable. And there's a lot of work to be done there. We need to look at our past. We need to lean into forgiveness of others and ourselves. I bring women through those first few months and help them get stable. But where do we go from there? This is where we go from there. My foundational program is called Perspectives. And the new program is Higher Perspectives. Because once we're stable, we still want to work through that first year to grow into the emotional sobriety, the emotional maturity that awaits us. It doesn't come automatically. It doesn't come just by not drinking. We have to be intentional about it. And so what we're believing about ourselves, what we're expecting next week, next month, next year, will only change if we start intentionally changing what we're believing about ourselves. Our identity. Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be is worth working on. And we do this by building narratives around ourselves, by looking at our roles. We look at our values. We look at our self narrative. We consider possible selves. Who do I want to be anyway? I mean, you can choose. You get to choose. It's a lot of fun. Higher Perspectives is, I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm inviting all of the women who've not only been in my Perspectives program, but any woman out there who's in her first year of sobriety and feeling a little bit stagnant. Because remember, gals, it's not about the alcohol. I'm proud of you if you've put it down, but there's so much more to experience. And that's what I'm here for, to help us make this all together now. I know we know this. What are we going to make it? The best damn chapter of our lives. The best. And that doesn't mean we're going to settle for mediocrity or just getting by. Gals, it's the last week of December. Holy cow. And that means that here in Snippetland, Juicy January is right around the corner. If you are wanting to start your sobriety or continue it with some support, go to the show notes, tap the link, and let me know you're coming to the legendary second annual Juicy January Sobriety Challenge for 40 plus women. I'll see you there. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.